have a couple days to catch our breath. Players as well. They had their 4 days off, and you could tell there was they had a little more energy, a little more juice in them when they came out to practice today. And coaches certainly, we came in and worked yesterday to get ready for today. And I think everybody feels better. I can hear it in their voices that they're got some rest, which they needed. And I think this is a good time for a bye. I'm really thinking about halfway through it, counting training camp and the season. So I think this is right on time for us. I talked to these guys. I said there's 9 teams right now with 1 or 2 losses. Actually, there's 13 teams right now in the NFL that have one or two wins. Excuse me, 13 teams. And I said every year that I can think of, with the exception of one that I saw, and I think it was 2010, somebody comes out of that pack and does some good things. I think I've seen all the way up to 12-4, all the way to 8-8. Excuse me, still make the playoffs. But you're running out of weeks. It's like a game. We're behind. We got to catch back up. But we can only do that 1 week at a time. We don't have a lot of room for error. Oh, I think they probably thought about it. You know, it's hard not to when it's your livelihood, not to be thinking about it and where we are right now. And I didn't tell them not to. I just said just to get away and get rested, get healed. Don't lay on the couch for 4 days. Make sure you're doing something. So when you come back in here, we're gonna work you on Monday. Just don't want you to lose what you've gained all the way up to this time. Just continue to work at it. And it looks like they did for the most part, because we were pretty sharp out there. He did bits and pieces of some of the team, but we kept him with Thomas Slinski early just to kind of loosen up, and then he did some of the teamwork, which was good. I'm gonna hopefully tomorrow is a good time for him to see how he feels after his first work really this year, and then I'm going to give him a little more on Wednesday and maybe a little more on Thursday and make some decisions towards the end of the week. But we're going to gradually introduce him to more and more work in the practice, more and more teamwork. Optimistic. I mean, I think it was good to see him out there today. I think we're being very smart with the way we're handling it. And it's about gaining confidence too for him, and just the more he gets, the better it's going to get. So I think it's just his confidence too has got to be. I think I'm hoping he can play. I mean, I think everybody is. Experience, been back. You know, he's got a number of starts. He's got. He's a smart player. He can come right in here. I think we can pick up what we're trying to get done with our communication. You know, he's got to be able to make some calls back there to get us in the right places. And I like having that guy that has had to do that in games and has done it a number of times. I'm going to give him a couple days here. He just got his feet wet today. We just signed him this morning, but he's got a chance. I don't know why he wasn't in anybody else's camp. We were set at safety. We had a good safety crew, but I don't know the reasons why he wasn't in anybody else's camp. But he's got experience. You know, when you look down the list of available players, he had most experience, and the guy we felt for what we do defensively fit our needs than anybody else that was on the list. We're going to spend. We even changed up the schedule a little bit. Just get more quality one-on-one time if we can with our players. Not drastically, but a 30-more-minute time frame in the morning that we'll have with their position coaches. If they're not involved with special teams, they'll be hands-on with their coaches. So try to just change that up and see if that would give us some more time, especially with the young guys.
Inside.
Inside.
Is that one of the things you saw when we're doing everything?
Yeah, I looked at it before the bye, a couple weeks before, of maybe what's another way to – get some time with our guys. It pushes the day back a little bit later, 30 more minutes, but I think in the front end it's better for the players and coaches. First thing that comes to mind when you mention his name, he too many reps, again, based on what happened with our ends and this injuries we had. And close, but there was other times he probably would have had him if he'd have, stayed where he was supposed to stay, in some of the lanes. There's a couple times that we let quarterbacks escape, and that was him. He saw things. He was trying to do more than we're really asking him to do, and he knows that. He knows we can't do that at any position. But we if we get George back, that'll help. Obviously, Austin coming back has helped. But, to minimize his reps as hard as he works, I think it'll be good for him. I just think, by the time you got the number of reps that he got, he's not as effective at the end of the game.